This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's four major wildfires have cost up to $77 million to fight. That's according to the National Interagency Fire Center. Costs include aircraft, equipment, and emergency personnel, but not restoration work. A report released this week by the federal agency says the Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction alone has cost $28 million. That fire is the state's largest ever. It's mostly contained now. A total of more than 200,000 acres have burned in the state over the last month. Another big fire near Glenwood Springs is also mostly contained. That Grizzly Creek fire has burned more than 32,000 acres. Governor Jared Polis says recovery from the coronavirus will require a statewide and collaborative response. On a trip through southern Colorado Tuesday, the governor and local officials talked about that statewide response. State Representative Danaya Escar of Pueblo joined the governor and said southern Colorado can't afford to be complacent.
I know it feels like things are getting better, but we have to continue to be vigilant and protect each other. And if we continue to do so, I can't wait for us to be back in the legislature in January to start talking about recovery.
The governor talked about the small business relief available from new grants and loans. He visited COVID-19 relief fund recipients in Pueblo and a testing site in Colorado Springs. The school district in Grand Junction is shifting some of its teachers around after twice as many students than expected signed up for online classes. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says about 2,700 kids in District 51 are now online.
At a school board meeting Tuesday night, district officials said they plan to move up to 30 teachers, either to online or to different schools. Tom Parrish is the president of the board.
This is just unprecedented times, and I think the thing that we have to understand is somehow all of us are going to have to work on our ambiguity tolerance and our flexibility, and the realization that what we're dealing with this year may be the same thing that we deal with next year.
In middle and high schools, each online teacher has been assigned up to 300 students. Elementary schools average nearly 50 students per teacher and are still waiting for their online curriculum to arrive after a backlog. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It's 53 degrees this morning in Grand Junction, 50 in Delta, 53 in Colorado Springs, and 52 in Denver.